Hello. So my other mic broke. I'm using my supremely high quality mic without a pop filter, so please excuse any, like, weirdness or anything. So I kind of want to delve into discussing a fetish that isn't often discussed on GWA. It's a pretty obscure fetish, but it thrills me ever so slightly. I've been getting into it. It's really nice, and I just want to talk about it a little bit. Sorry for all the noise. Okay, so what is this obscure fetish, you might be wondering? Scat! It's scat. I'm very much into scat lately. I am still pretty intimidated by the 3D porn containing scat. I feel it often goes in hand with vomit, and I'm not keen on vomit. It scares me, actually, so I want to enjoy scat without any, like, of the not-so-pleasant things to go with it. So it's tough, and 3D, like, normal scat porn, I suppose you would call it, kinda grosses me out a little bit. I'm still trying to get used to it, but in hentai and other media that's, like, 2D, I actually really like scat porn, so I'm warming up to it still. But I kind of wanted to ramble about a little experience I had just a bit ago going to the bathroom. Obviously, you're listening to a scat-themed audio, so it's going to be a situation involving shitting. And if you don't like that, why the fuck are you listening to this anyway? No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, this will get a little bit TMI, but I think it adds to the situation. So, I was, quite frankly, using the bathroom, taking a shit. And it was kinda difficult. I need more fiber in my diet, let's just put it that way. And I figured after I'd finished, I thought I was all done, which turned out not to be the case. Because when I went to go wipe, I realized it got stuck. And it was turning me on incredibly, like, having a messy ass like that. Like, it was arousing the fuck out of me. And I could feel it under the wet wipe, like, just there, and I was just getting incredibly aroused, but it was also very frustrating, so I stayed on the toilet for a while longer, and I kept getting really turned on, and it was too much, but, so it was nice because, I felt it and really reveled in that taboo feeling of, I'm not supposed to get turned on by my own shit, but here I am getting incredibly turned on by my own shit. So, I ended up releasing a little more, and then I was done. And then what I did was, I let myself stay messy for a little bit and just reveled in the feeling, the taboo feeling of the shit there arousing the fuck out of me. In fact, I just got off before recording this. I was that aroused. So, from there, I finally, after a little while, got cleaned up, and then, that was it, really, but I've been having scat on my mind ever since. I've been trying to look at various scat porn things, and I just can't get into it. I feel like when it comes to scat-related activities, I feel like I might prefer to be the one, I want to say being the subject of it, if that makes sense, but I think there has to be a better way I can articulate that. So what I really mean to say is, I like being the one doing the pooping. I like being the one feeling my asshole stretch open while the shit comes out. I like it especially when I end up getting diarrhea, because it just runs, and that just gets me really fucking hot really fast. I also like afterwards kind of that sensation of my ass burning. It's incredible. And, you know, the scat fetish is something that's been kind of recently developing, and I've been getting more and more into it lately, so I'm still a little reserved about certain things. For instance, I'm not very keen on the idea of eating it, but, like, if someone wanted to watch me shit or something, I'd be like, yeah, go for it. You can watch, that's fine. Or something. But even then, I'm still kind of shy about it, so I'm not sure. But, I'm still kind of getting into scat, but I think my two favorite aspects about it are the texture and feeling and the smell. I've not touched it with my hands. I don't intend to, just that, I don't know, well, you know, I might, that might change, but at this point in time, I'm content just feeling it, like when I get messy or whatever. But the smell is what gets me. Like, the smell, when it hits me, I'm like, ooh, that, to me, is erotic as fuck. I don't know why, but it is. Like, you know, you have that one thing that, like, turns you on. You don't really know why, but it does, and you're just like, hot damn, son. That's pretty much my relation with scat lately. Especially the scent. So, yeah. This was just me kind of, I guess, rambling about scat. It's a very obscure fetish, like I said. And I'm not ready to the point where I can, like, masturbate talking about scat yet or anything. I'm still warming up to it. But what I will say is I'm supremely, supremely happy that I'm coming to embrace this new thing in me. And that I look forward to exploring my scat fetish further with you all. It will be a very intimate, fun experience whenever I decide to more openly explore it. Even if it's in the form of these rambly audios, I don't mind. And, yeah, this isn't anything special. But I'm happy, because now you all know, scat turns me on. So for you scat fetishists, I hope this was enjoyable, even though it's not necessarily the steamiest thing ever, because, I'm not heavy into scat to the point where I can comfortably talk about it. I'm, like, kind of new into it, so I'm very shy about it still, so, sorry, but, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, so, thank you for listening to this ramble, and I look forward to further indulging each other with the shit stuff. Should be fun. Although it's not going to make up the content of all my audios, obviously. I'm still pretty much vanilla as always, but yeah. So that's about it. Bye-bye.